From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama is challenging Congress to pass his jobs bill immediately, asking lawmakers, what on earth are we waiting for?
The American Jobs Act will lead to new jobs for construction workers, jobs for teachers, jobs for veterans, jobs for young people, jobs for the unemployed. It will provide tax relief for every worker and small business in America, and it will not add to the deficit. It will be paid for.
Speaking at a school in House Speaker John Boehner's home state of Ohio today, the president highlighted one element of the nearly $450 billion jobs plan that would devote $25 billion of new spending to school construction and modernization. The House has approved a bill intended to avoid a shutdown of federal highway and aviation programs. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the bill was approved easily.
It was quite a contrast to the fight earlier this summer over FAA funding that saw thousands of workers furloughed and airport construction projects halted. The stopgap bill, if approved by the Senate, would continue funding of highway and aviation programs at their current levels into next year. Congress has repeatedly passed these temporary extensions for the FAA and surface transportation funding. This buys members of Congress more time to settle on long-term transportation funding measures. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
Long-term unemployment is adding to the country's rolls of Americans living in poverty, reaching a new high. The Census Bureau says nearly one in six Americans are living in poverty, and the U.S. poverty rate in the past 3 years has now risen faster than in any three-year period since the early 1990s. The overall poverty rate climbed to 15.1%, or 46.2 million people. A federal district court judge in Pennsylvania has ruled that a key portion of last year's health overhaul is unconstitutional. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, this is the third lower court to attempt to invalidate the so-called individual mandate for health insurance.
The Pennsylvania case involves a self-employed couple from York County who claim they dropped their health insurance when it got more expensive than their mortgage. They argued Congress exceeded its authority in last year's law by imposing a requirement to start in 2014 that they either purchase coverage or else pay a penalty. Judge Christopher Connor, appointed by President George W. Bush, agreed. He said not only does the insurance requirement have to go, he also invalidated two other requirements, that insurers sell to anyone who applies and that they cover people with pre-existing health conditions. Connor's decision isn't likely to mean much, however. Several other cases are much closer to a final decision by the Supreme Court. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 44 points to close at 11,105. The NASDAQ was up 37 points to close at 2532. S&P 500 up 10 at 1172. This is NPR News. The families of two American hikers say it's a huge relief to hear the men may soon be released from an Iranian jail. An Iranian court set bail of $500,000 each for Shane Bauer and Josh Vital, who've been convicted on spy-related charges. They've been held for more than 2 years. Children will no longer have to remove their shoes at airport security checkpoints. That's under a new government policy to be unveiled in the next few months. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Screening of children by TSA officers has long been a controversial and sensitive issue. Screeners have been accused of groping children during pat-downs. The new procedures were outlined by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano before a Senate committee. She says children under 12 will no longer have to remove their shoes before going through screening, and she says pat-down procedures are being revised. Napolitano says the changes will be rolled out in the next weeks and months. She says not all children will be excluded from screening, that there will still be random checks, but she says travelers will begin to see changes soon as the department moves towards more risk-based methods of screening. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The CIA is looking into whether it broke the law by helping New York police build intelligence-gathering programs that monitored life in Muslim communities. The agency's new director, David Petraeus, told lawmakers today the probe began before he took office a week ago. An AP investigation found that NYPD intelligence officers analyzed hundreds of mosques and student groups, infiltrating dozens of them in programs guided by a CIA officer. Boardwalk, Park Place, the most expensive spots on the Monopoly board. Did you know the spots really exist? It's all in Atlantic City. It's all a part of tourism. This is NPR News.